Good morning. Welcome on this first Sunday of 2021. We welcome you today for our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. And we pray that you will take the time to put aside the distractions of this past week and of this past year and set your focus on Jesus. If you are new to St. John's, we welcome you and invite you to visit the New to St. John's tab on our website, stjohnsarchbold.org. The Visitor, our monthly newsletter, was both mailed and emailed and posted on our website this past week. Please note the information in that newsletter regarding the annual congregational meeting that is set for January 17th, and further information will be coming out as we have both an in-person segment and an online segment for that. I want to share with you that the news of Bob DeVries dying on Thursday morning while still at his home. Please keep Carol and their family in your prayers. It was in August of 2018 where Bob was revived from a heart attack and had new life, and it was that near-death experience that led him to offer a testimony to the church as he cherished each further day of life. Arrangement, the services in memory of Bob will be on Saturday, January 16th, and further information about the times will be made available. Today is one of the seven Sundays of the year on which we share in the Sacrament of Communion. For those in the sanctuary, there are communion elements out in the hallway. If you missed one as you walked in sometime before that sacrament, you are welcome to go get one of those sets. And for our online worshipers, we encourage you to gather your own elements of bread and juice. Over the course of my time as the pastor of St. John's Christian Church, one of my primary mantras has been to focus on the preaching from the Bible and teaching on faithfulness and humility. And in so doing, people would faithfully honor God with their lives, which includes faithful in their stewardship of church finances. Such faithfulness has been evident over the years, and yet I really wasn't sure how 2020 would end up, even especially when we no longer have an offering within the service itself. And I've even made less of a pronouncement about stewardship this year. But I want to share with you that the end of the year snapshot of our church finances is as strong and as positive as ever. And the final numbers will be shared with you in the annual meeting packet. But I want to say thank you to all of this congregation for your continued faithful stewardship of God's blessings. And we are grateful for your faithfulness. In our worship of God this morning, we begin by reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, in the account of the Magi in their visit to Jesus. Matthew 2:1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Please bow in prayer. Lord, as we consider and think and ponder upon this passage of Scripture in the beginning of our time of worship this morning, Lord, we do thank you that Jesus came as the light of the world. We thank you for the Magi's visit and the reality, the guiding hand of the star. Lord, in our time of worship, may your people pour out their praise and thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Invite you to rise as you are able, and as we consider the significance of the gifts of the wise men, singing We Three Kings.
For a children's message this morning, I have a bright yellow sheet of paper that I'm going to carefully fold in half, increase that, then I'm going to take one point and put it into the middle of the side, increase that one, then I'm going to fold it one more time. Maybe. So it looks somewhat like that, and then one last fold. And we'll see if I did it right as I take a pair of scissors and cut off the end. What do you think it is as it unfolds? That is the extent of my artistic ability. A bright yellow star in the aspect of the star of Jesus, up in the sky that the Magi followed so they could bow down and worship him. And the Magi followed that star, that bright star, to Jesus. And at Christmas time, we see stars all over the place. Many people place such a star at the top of their Christmas trees. And as we look up to the stars on trees, we can be reminded that the Magi looked up in the sky to the star so that they could find Jesus. In the Bible, it says of Jesus' star, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And I want you to think about this star and the stars we see today as a way of guiding people to Jesus. Because that's what the Magi did. They went to find Jesus, and we follow that same love of God to Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible also says when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they found the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. In the beauty of the star from the Magi, God is directing us to do the same. Not only could come down and bow and worship before the Lord, but be a guiding light to others and bring others to Christ our Lord to know Jesus, the precious child of God. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we do thank you for the account of the Magi and how they followed the star to come to Jesus and how they bowed down and worshiped him. And Lord, as you guided them, we pray that through us, you would bring others to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, even the children amongst our congregation. Lord, may they continue to be ambassadors of your love. In Christ we pray, amen. Last Sunday, we observed Memorial Sunday, in which we remembered and honored people of the congregation who died in 2020. Unfortunately and regrettably, I failed to include William Willie Buer, and I apologize to Ben and Sue for that omission, but I'd like to remember and honor Willie now. William was born on September 16, 1927, but most everyone knew him as Willie. He married Donna Roofer on May 6, 1951. Willie was a veteran of the U.S. Army, serving as a corporal during the Korean War. Willie spent his time working at the U.S. Post Office, Roofer Construction, and the Napoleon Spring Works, Ed Oberhaus Enterprises. Willie volunteered with Habitat for Humanity in Ohio, Florida, and Indiana, being an integral part of several summer mission trips. He also spent quite a bit of time at Pilgrim Hills Church Camp helping build decks and ramps and other things at confirmation camps over the years. And Willie was an accomplished wood carver. Willie was baptized and confirmed and a lifelong member of St. John's, having served as a deacon and an elder and sang in the chancel choir for several decades. Willie also tended to the lawn with applications of fertilizer and weed killer for many, many years. And he was the last person willing and able to change the light bulbs at the top of the bell tower. The last time those bulbs were changed, we were blessed to have the aerial fire truck, ladder truck from the fire department come in, and they used that as an opportunity to train some younger firefighters on the use of that ladder. Before then, it was Willie who was only willing to climb around up there. William Willie Buhr entered into eternal life on October 10th, 2020, at the age of 93. And a memorial service is still planned, or is being planned, for some time in the future. In our time of prayer this morning, to continue to be in prayer for Norma Fish and her family as they prepare for the memorial service in memory of Marvin on Saturday the 9th, to be praying for Carol DeFries and her family. And also on the back of your bulletin, we've shared news for the first time of Kenny Walker IV, who is facing serious surgery on January 28th. You can read some of those details, and we'll be sharing more with you as time goes by. But you can be praying for Kenny and his parents and his brother and the rest of the family as they prepare for that time. We were also informed that Sarah Kinsman's mother has been taken to St. Luke's with both COVID and pneumonia, and Sarah asked for your prayers on behalf of her mother. Let us bow in prayer. Almighty and gracious Lord God, in this time of prayer, Lord, as we bow in reverence and honor to you, Lord, I do pray that you can help us remove the distractions from our minds, from our hearts, that not only would we be attentive in this time of prayer, in this time of worship, but we would be attentive each and every day. That we know that your powerful Spirit falls upon us and falls within us to guide and direct our thoughts and our faith and our belief throughout each and every moment of life. Lord, as we come to worship this day and approach the sacrament of communion, it is a time for us to consider our sinfulness as humans, as your fallen people. Lord, we thank you for the light of the world being born in Bethlehem in that stable as Jesus. And we thank you for the song that we've already sung that ties the birth to his death and his resurrection, the glory over the grave, that we would know of your forgiveness and the promise and hope of everlasting life. Lord, in this time of worship, as another year begins, many of us look to the year as a new beginning for all facets of life. And Lord, I pray for a refreshment of your Spirit upon us. Lord, I pray for an indwelling of your Spirit that would guide us to ever strengthening our faith in you. Lord, in these troubled times, in a nation where there is much division and dissension, Lord, we pray for your unity. We pray for your healing. We pray for your guiding hand. Lord, we lift up to you those that are mourning and grieving. We pray for Norma and her family. We pray for Carol and her family. Lord, as they go through these days and a couple of weeks for the services, we pray that you would guide them in honoring you through the life of their husband, of their father, of their grandfather. And Lord, we pray for Kenny Walker. We pray for him and for his parents and for Gavin, his brother, as they prepare for this time of healing. Lord, we thank you that the doctors that are the best in the world at this are located in Cincinnati. And Lord, we just pray that in these weeks of preparation and the weeks following the surgery, that the Walker family would know of your healing hand upon them. Lord, we lift up to you Sarah Kinsman's mother. We pray for her as she's in the hospital. We pray for others that are sick and still over recovering from COVID. Lord, we pray for your healing hand. Lord, in this time of worship, as we remember, as we worship, as we sing, as we pray, as we read, as we listen, Lord, may all that we are about bring honor and glory to you. In unity, hear us as we pray together the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I will be reading Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which is not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promised in Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I'm less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make plain to everybody the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through the faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. This is the reading of God's word.